for 12 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And we're privileged and happy to have you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Oh, yeah. Where else could you be on a Saturday morning? Get an education on Arizona wine making and beer brewing, and then move to vinyl flooring. You know what? That can only happen one place.
And both topics be as equally interesting.
At my house. Rosie on the House. Absolutely. Arizona Farm Bureau in here last hour talking about wine growing and making and beer brewing, all right here in the great state of Arizona. Interesting. It was a pleasure meeting a male, and I've heard of a lot of wine pairings before, but I've never heard of a good wine that goes with an egg breakfast. That was great. That was absolutely great. Well, let's change the subject right now. We're going to change the subject to your house, home, castle, or cabin. And we're going to do that with the topic of the week. We're going to talk about vinyl flooring in particular. We'll talk all flooring. We've got flooring experts here in studio with us this morning. If you've got any kind of question about any kind of flooring, I'm confident we could handle that question today. You would call that question in or participate in the conversation by dialing 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE, the number 4, and the letter U. 1-888-ROSIE for you. We'd love to hear from you, the Arizona homeowners. I want to hear from all you Arizona homeowners that have ripped carpet out in the last 10 years. I've been in remodeling for 45 years, and it was the second remodeling job I ever did in my life, where we were removing carpet that was so stinky, filthy, nasty, I swore I'm never going to have carpet in my house ever again. It was so bad. So we've brought the experts in from Bram Flooring, Rosie Certified Flooring Contractor in Maricopa County, Mr. J.J. Scott. J.J., welcome. Thank you, Rosie. And Mr. Aaron Taylor.
Thank you.
All righty. And Mr. Mitch.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for carving time out of y'all Saturday.
Thank you.
To come in and join us. Well, carpet overwhelmingly took the flooring market over in the 50s and 60s and 70s. But what have you seen in the last, say, 5 years?
Well, I've seen probably over even more so the last 5 years, the traditional house being wall to wall when you first walk in, hallways, bathrooms, even sometimes in kitchens, with it being carpet. That's pretty much eliminated now. Everything is hard surface. Anywhere that you have a traffic area, we're putting hard surface in there. That's going to wear better. And carpet's meant more now for your bedrooms, your formal rooms, the rooms that you're really living on, that you're on. You're just not putting carpet in there more. But you are getting carpets made today that are they're water resistant, waterproof. The water won't get into the backing, and that's a good feature. But it's still being overtaken by the vinyl plank. The whole industry is. That's what it is. Carpet sales have gone down. Vinyl plank has gone up.
So. And when we used to carpet homes wall to wall, they weren't 4,500 square feet.
No.
You know, most, I mean, even the new builds today, you know, a lot of them are in the 25, you know, the homes are a lot bigger. So that's a lot of carpet.
It is a lot of carpet, and carpet is expensive. A flooring in general is expensive. The houses that we're going into now, we're doing bids on houses that are 5,000 square foot. You know, still some carpet, but the main areas where you're living and walking are going to be a hard surface. And in the past, it has been tile. Now it's gone more towards the vinyl plank, to where when this product started coming out about, I'd say 9 or 10 years ago when we started seeing it, nobody knew about it. Today, everybody that comes in my store is pretty familiar. They're looking for that. They're looking for it. They're searching for it, and they're coming to us to get it.
Okay, so when I hear vinyl, in my mind, it's the stuff you roll out and glue down. And then if you ever replace it, you got to get a scraper, and you're scraping it up in these little tiny chunks, and it's coming off. I mean, these vinyl planks you're talking about, this isn't something you roll out. It's not in a sheet.
Yeah, it's not sheet vinyl or linoleum. It installs just like laminate. So it's like a laminate floor, but it's not a laminate core. It's either going to be a wood-based core or it's going to be a stone-based core. The sheet vinyls that we all remember, they're still there. You just don't see them that much. You know, then they're just also the installers. You don't see them as much either.
Yeah, right.
They're kind
of
dying off a little bit. So.
Well, and then, you know, this plank, what kind of life expectancy, well maintained, properly installed? I mean, you're I don't want to say lifetime because
that's what those warranties are saying. But, you know, that all depends on the product that you're putting in. You know, there's good and bad in any product. If you're putting in a low end product, it's not going to hold up. It doesn't have the features. There's a reason something cost a dollar.
I mean, talk about that a little bit, because when vinyl flooring came out and the faux flooring came out 10, 15 years ago, an awful lot of it went down. I mean, it took over the market. But we've ended up having to go back and fix problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Talk about what y'all have seen in the dilemmas and how the evolution of the product has come to develop to overcome some of those problems.
Yeah, so when we first started selling this stuff, when it first was introduced to us, it was just a vinyl plank. It looked like a piece of laminate. It had not a pad attached to the back of it. It was sold as being waterproof. You could lay it right on the floor without a pad underneath it. And that was about it. There wasn't much to it. And as we started getting into it and getting heavier into it, we saw some issues right off the bat with noise, with just possibly a little piece of sand underneath between the floor and the product, you would actually hear that scratch. And so we started putting an underlayment. You could put an underlayment if you wanted to, extra money. If you didn't want to spend the money, you didn't have to. But we started just incorporating that into our sale so we didn't have that callback later on. And then a few years later, they started taking all of those products and putting a pad attached to them. And so you now had that pad attached, and that eliminated some problems. But as time has come on, we've started noticing moisture problems. Moisture in waterproof vinyl plank doesn't make much sense, but moisture will affect it. You've got chemicals in concrete that are being released in that moisture, and it's trapped underneath there, which can cause problems to your floor. So there are some of the manufacturers, and this is one of the things about all the different products that are out there and the different manufacturers, is they all have different warranties and different requirements, whether it's Cortec, whether it's Mohawk, whether it's Paradigm. They're all going to have some sort of installation guidelines that you need to follow. And so with Cortec, they're going to require you to either moisture test your slab or put a 6 mil poly plastic underneath to trap that moisture and push it out to the walls. If you don't do that, your product can fail and it's not going to be warrantied. Another thing that we're seeing is they don't want us to set the baseboards directly on the product.
That's so counterintuitive for a trim carpenter.
You
only float the baseboard?
Well, they're wanting a credit card width gap, which isn't really much.
Just
but it allows for that movement. Now, will it lock it? I don't know. Because we have heavy furniture that's not locking it in. I know that they don't want us to put it underneath a cabinet. But if you have a vanity dresser that's open, it's got to be sitting on there. So there's a lot of like gray areas that you really need to look at those instructions. And I think one of the things, like as a company, that we try to do is educate. And I know that from being on this show, there's not going to be 100,000 people at my door on Monday wanting to buy vinyl plank from me. You're going to buy it here. You're going to buy it there. I think what we try to do is just to inform people. You really got to know what you're doing. If you're going to do it yourself, make sure you're reading those instructions and following them to a T, because this is a lot of money that you could be throwing away. So
I can remember in the 90s, we were doing a lot of authentic wood floors. And there's a whole family of different products you can go to there. Site finished, engineered, you know, a half a dozen different varieties. Arizona environment isn't particularly conducive to that product. And as I remember in the late 90s, wood simulated porcelain plank tile became so incredibly popular. It was going down everywhere. And then this vinyl came out. It looks really good. It's so much softer on your feet and your legs and so much quieter to live with. I think I haven't put down a wood simulated porcelain tile in 15 years. It's been a long time.
We do a lot of it.
You still do a lot of it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think in the tile industry, what we've seen go away is as tiles have gotten bigger, 8x8, 12x12, 13, 16.
Sure.
18, those square tiles kind of going away a little bit. We don't have that selection. I have a ton of wood-looking tiles. And the wood-looking tiles in the 90s, those 6x24s.
Yes, yeah.
They look like laminate, kind of, in a way. They didn't look as real. But the stuff that's out today is pretty realistic, and the durability on them is top-notch.
Well, very good.
So we're here, still going.
We're here with Bram Flooring, Rosie Certified Flooring Contractor, serving Maricopa County, talking about floor covering. If you've got a question about floor covering, you're welcome to join us at 1-888-767-4348. And let us know what flooring project you're trying to tackle. The topic today is primarily vinyl flooring, and I want to get back to that because there's so many different breeds of vinyl flooring. We'll go into the differences and the quality and the calibers that are available when we get back with Bram Flooring.